everyone. We, after finishing up the dinim of Motzi Matzah Moru Korech, we're up to Shulchan Aruch, which is over here at Simon Tuf Ayin Vav, the bottom page 173. We've gone to 174. There's not that much to talk about in Shulchan Aruch. They don't have to tell you to eat. You know how very well how to eat your Suda, but there are a couple of things of what are you not allowed to eat. And we touched upon this all the way at the beginning of the dinim of Lel Seder. So here we go, the bottom page 173, Simon Tuf Ayin Vav. Makom Shenago, this is from the fourth parak. Makom Shenago lechol tzli. Bilal psachim ochli, in the places that there was a minag that they would eat roasted meat on Pesach, then they're allowed to eat it. Makom Shenago shelo lechol ein ochli, in a makom that it was a place that they would not eat roasted meat, they would not eat it. Gezeira shemi yomer baser Pesachu. Why would it be usher to eat roasted meat, like we said earlier on, because we're afraid that people are going to think it's so like the carbon Pesach, and therefore you're eating baser kachim bichutz the mikdash. Ubechol makom aser lechol set soli kuluk echa belaylazeh. And even if you're in a place that's knowing to yes eat roasted meat, to have a whole lamb, to have a whole set, that is going to be aser gdimakulas, what we call it. Okay, that would absolutely be aser mibnei shenira ka'ochol kachim mechutz, because then a mamish looks like if you want to eat a steak, okay, a barbecued steak, okay, that's one thing, but to eat a whole gdi mekulas, it looks like the korban pesach mamish, that is going to be aser, even a place that is a makom she nagu to yes eat roasted meat. If you cut it up, or it's missing, one of its avarim, o shalak bo aver bo mechubar, or you cooked one of the environment, it's still connected, or he's in Mutter, Makom Shenago, that would go back to the original deed. It's no longer a Gdi Mekulas anymore, a whole roasted Gdi. Okay, so that is the Mechaber over here. Once again, we'll come back to the rest of, we'll come back to the Roma in one moment. So number one, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here right away that our Minag is like the Makom Shenago Shalola Chotzli. And as Mishnah Berurah, he caught an olive of Eilah Ratzos. So number one, our minhag is not to eat roasted meat on Lel Pesach, being the first night and the second night. And number two, even if it's pot roasted, even though it's not put on a barbecue or directly over a fire, even if it's put in a pot, but it's in a pot that is slik heather. Pot roasted, what does that mean? Shenitzel begdera below mayim. It's roasted in a pot without any water, vishu mashko, or any other liquid. Elami spashu l'mol yotzimenu, it just cooks in its own juices. When you cook meat, juices come out of it. That's not considered cooked. That's considered roasted. That's always going to happen when you're roasting meat. In a pot, it happens to gather the meat as opposed to on a spit. On a barbecue where all the juices drip down to the bottom, over there will be juices cooked in, but it's its own juices. That's considered slik heder, and it would still be us. Okay, so that is the chiddush over here, that therefore you are not allowed to have roasted meat Lel Pesach. Okay, that is the Makom Shenago. Once again, the minhag is not to do it. If it is a meat that is cooked, though, in a sauce, told me Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, even a little bit of sauce, even a little bit of sauce that's added onto it, whatever barbecue sauce, whatever it might be, then it's going to be mutter. That's no longer to say that would be possible for the Korban Pesach to add other mashke that are not its own mashke. That's going to possible from Korban Pesach, and therefore it's going to matter us to eat it Lel Pesach. So when your wives want to make meat for it, make sure that it's cooked in some type of sauce. When it's cooked in some type of sauce, then it's going to be mutter. But anytime it's not going to be in a sauce, the Piskei Tshuvos adds over here that even if it's smoked meat also is the same thing. Smoking is like roasting over here without mashka, that would also be usher to do. And that's what the halacha over here is really Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to eat anything you want, except for obviously chametz. And now we see over here also roasted meat. We'll get to other types of meat and see bet in turn and just. Just a couple of moments. Now the Ramah adds in over here, v'lo yocha v'lo yishtahar b'yoter b'day, when you're eating at Shulchan Aruch, don't stuff yourself. It's very hard. You're very hungry a lot of times. Like, it's less than a kazayas, a karpas, and a couple of coasters of wine up until this point. You are very hungry. You're waiting until 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night, until you're actually getting to the Suda, maybe even later in some houses. You're very hungry. But lo yocha v'lo yishtahar b'yoter b'day. Shelo yofocha afi koman al achila gasa, o yishtak av yishay miyad. Don't eat too much, and you'll come to have to eat the afikoman, which is going to be right after Shulchan Aruch, on a completely full stomach. It could be getting to achilas gasa. And don't drink too much, then you get shikar, and then you might go and fall asleep. What's the problem with these two things? So we'll see over here. Mishnah Berurah writes on, and see, cotton vav, So over here, there's two types of achilas kasas. One is where you're completely satiated, you don't really have a taiva to eat anymore. At that point, if you eat the afikomen, you're yotzei the afikomen, you're yotzei that part of the Seder, just not mitzvah min amufcha. You're supposed to have something, even though the Korban Pesach, the reason why we eat the afikomen, which represents the Korban Pesach, at the end of the Seder, because as we said before, the Korban Pesach was supposed to be eaten ala sova. You're not supposed to be completely starving when you eat the Korban Pesach. However, you're still supposed to be a little bit hungry. You're supposed to have an appetite for it. So it's mitzvah min amufcha. So if you don't have an appetite at all to eat the kazais of the afikomen, so you're not mekayim mitzvah min amufchar. Shav avikom nuzeich lepesach. Vapesach nechal al sova. Da'ainu shu savea kfar. V'lachein achun afikom achar gemara suda. Kamo shisbar besimin tof. Ayin zayin. The next seminar we'll get to. Mikol makum tzarech shiyeh lo ktsas taiv lechol. You should have a little bit of a desire to eat. Vim lav ein zem min amufchar. So that's one shlav. Vim savea kol kach. If you are so satiated, as should not should kotsa b'achilam mirov sova. If you're so full that it's going to disgust you to even anymore, that's mamish considered an achilas gasa. If you stuff the afikomen down your mouth, then you're not going to be yotzei at all in the mitzvah. That's not even considered an achila. When you stuff yourself to the point where you're going to be disgusted to eat anymore, and now you eat more, that's not considered an achila, and you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of even the afikomen of the zecher to the Korban Pesach. According to the Rashi and the Rashbam, once again, this is the ikar achila matzah of the night. You've lost out on the ikar achila matzah of the night, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, if you're to the point where you are disgusted to eat anymore. So those are the two different levels over here of how safe. If you're completely satiated, but you're a little bit, you would be able to eat more, yotze, just not a yotze mitzvah min amovchar. If you're stuffed to the point where you're going to be disgusted to eat anymore, you're not even yotze yedei chavaso. You're supposed to still be a little bit hungry, like this on night. You leave a little bit over for dessert. You're a little bit hungry, that's what it's supposed to be like to mekai mitzvah min amovchar of eating the kazayas matzah cake. It's not like having chocolate cake. It's matzah at the end of the day, but you should have a little bit of taiva for it. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, and sifkat in zayin, however, not to get drunk and fall asleep. What's the problem with falling asleep? But taiva b'tel sefta. Chayev odem lasok b'yilchas kapezach kol alayla. We'll see later on, it's going to be pasket in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Pei Aleph, that there's a mitzvah halacha. The only time you'll find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch is a mitzvah to stay up all night is Lel Pesach. And therefore, if you drink too much, you're going to fall asleep. Okay, we'll see that more in Simin Tov Pei Aleph. Bezrat Hashem will get there. Siv Bet. Afilu Basar Egel V'Ov, even if it's not something that it can be yotzei the Korban Pesach with, nevertheless, any type of meat, and even Basar Ov, even chicken. Kol Dover Shaton Shchida, anything that you have to shecht. Aser lechol tzli, b'makom shenagol shelo lechol tzli. In a place that's noyed not to eat slow lel pesach, like the Mishnah Berurah, he said in Sifkon Alf, that's our minag. You can't have any type of basar that is requires shchita, and therefore even roasted chicken is going to be aser. You just have plain roasted chicken, aser to have on lel pesach. Aser to have lel pesach. Once again, if it's cooked in a little bit of sauce, then it is going to be mutter. Many chickens are cooked in a little bit of sauce, but some are not. Therefore, what to do if your parents make the suit is an aser b'diavad? It's not befirish over here in the Mishnah Berurah. I believe, in the end of the day, it's not going to aser b'diavad, but I don't have a raya for that. I'll have to ask Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl what would be if that type of food is cooked, is served without any sauce. Since at the end of the day, it's only a minug. However, that's the din over here. So we see over here, even buster, any type of buster, even buster oaf, is going to be aser. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, obviously, we get this by ourselves. Mr. Burr says he contests lafuki dagi mubeitzi motor, or roasted fish. If you have fish that's roasted, or eggs, that's going to be ma motor. Motalachim slim, b'chol makom, that you're allowed to have. If you shein domaklal, the basar lo yitubahem, doesn't require shechita, it doesn't look like basar, therefore it's going to be motor. Vafilu abeitzah shemanich ma'akara motal yidei tzli lachlo, even though the beitzah that's placed on the Seder plate we mentioned before, that is going to be mutter to eat on Lel Pesach as opposed to the Zroa, which you say you're not allowed to eat Lel Pesach at all, because it looks, once again, it represents the Korban Pesach. Over here, the Beitzah, which represents the Korban Chagiga, you are allowed to eat, and you're not even allowed to eat it if it is roasted. Fine. Now the Ramah brings it over here, and we discussed this earlier on. Noagi miksas mikomos lechol besuda beitzim. So Ramah over here, the minag to eat eggs on Lel Pesach. Zecher la'avelos. Ramah says, it is zecher la'avelos. What a velos? Venir li'atam. Just like eggs, avail of meat. The Ramah writes over here, why do we have a zechel avias? Lel Pesach. V'nirli atay mishum shelel tisha b'av nikba b'lel Pesach. Whatever night Pesach falls on will be the same night that Tisha B'Av is going to fall on it. Okay, so that connection between Tisha B'Av and Pesach, we remember by eating the egg. Nikva B'Av Pesach Od, Zeichel HaChorban, and also Zeichel HaChorban, Shayim HaKrim and Korban Pesach. At the end of the day, we have to realize that our Seder is Chasar. We have a lot of Simcha. It's Kilu Yatzim in Yitzrayim, but we are very sad that we can't have the actual Korban Pesach tonight. We're supposed to be eating, by the way, the Mikdash, the Korban Pesach. That we don't have. There is a minhag not only to have two tibulim, and that is it. Not to add any other tibulim on Leil Pesach, because we have to only stay pamim over here. Fine. Let's see a couple of things. Number one, the Gra completely disagrees with the Ramah. If you remember back one, I gave you a reason why we eat Beitzim, and it's very similar to the Gra. I just added one point. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, he's Sikkun Yadav, Vagra Kotav O Tam, the Grud completely disagrees with the reason of the Roma. Minesha Beitzu Zecher Lechagiga, Ukumvar Lealbusim, Tough Fine Gimel Siv Dalt. Valkane Sarech Lachlo, Gamkane. Therefore, we have to eat it also because it's Karba Chagiga. Umash Ein Ochlan Azroel, if you should want to sleep. The Zroel we're not allowed to eat because it's still too much Dome to the Karim Pesach. But the Beitza, that we would have to eat. The only thing, the Gra, that I added to the Gra was why we dafka eat it now. It's at the end of Shulchan Aruch. It seems to me that's really the minhag to eat it right before we have the Karban Pesach. That's why it's nimsa over here, right before Simin Tav Ayin Zayin, which is going to be the halacha of Tzafun, of eating the Dafi Koma, which represents the Karban Pesach. Because I think the Beitza is the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Pesach is eaten afterwards because it's eaten al Hasova. That, I believe, is the minhag, at least according to the Gra, why we have the eggs. Why does the minhag to eat the egg Leil Pesach? One of kind is, even if your mother does not serve the eggs, ask her if you could have the one on the Seder plate. That's the best one. That's the one that represents the mamish, the Karban Chagiga on the Seder plate. Have it right before. Once again, you're going to have leave two things of room. You have to have room for the Beitza, and then you're going to have room for the Afikoman in order to Mekayim your mitzah min amuvchar. However, Mishnah Berurah says, don't get carried away over here. Sivkat Yud Gimel. He says, Mikol Makom, two lines, one line in. At the end of the day, it's not the end of the world if you don't have a beitza. It's a zecher to this thing all night. Not like some people think that like the biggest mitzvah of the night is to have the eggs. Okay, it's not. And because they think it's such a mitzvah, they end up eating, filling their stomach with eggs, and now they're not hungry for the afikomen at all. You have to eat your mother's food, you have to eat your wife's food. Also remember that you should make chicken, you have to eat the chicken, you made meatballs, you have to make the meatballs. Okay, and the chicken, so whatever else you're going to eat, so you're going to have to leave room. So if you don't leave room, and now you eat the beitza, and now you eat the afikom, and after that is achila gasa, so yatsa schara b'afseda of eating the beitza, don't eat the beitza. But, push comes to stuff, you're still a little bit hungry, have a beitza, and that is the correct thing to do, at least according to the Ramah over here. And the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, so cutting your doubt. Rak shnei tibulin, he's by the way, kasher. We don't have shnei tibulin. Those who are no way to dip the korech sandwich also in charos, we saw it's a machlokas. Some dip the korech in charos also, that makes three tibulin. So how do we do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yudalad, umasha tovlim gama mara shalach kricha becharosas, that which we dip the mara in the charosas also, ain't the tibul shlishi, do rak mishum safek bilvad, as we certainly were. The korech is sort of a safek, is that's the right ikar, matzah, and mara of the night. And therefore, it's not like it's another one, it's or this or this, it's or the tibul that we did in mara, or in the korech sandwich, that's all considered one tibul. I want to start Siman Tav Ayin Zayin because it's a very rich Siman, and therefore I just want to start over here in Tav Ayin Zayin Aleph. Dina Achilas Avikomet. So we'll start off Tzafun over here. Says the Rav of the Mechaber. Le'achar Gmar Kol Asuda. After you're done with all your Suda, after you finish the Siman that we call Shulchan Aruch, Ochlin Mimatzah Shmura Tachas Mapa Kazayis Kol Echad. Now you have to take the matzah that you put away. Remember when we did Yachatz, we split the matzahs, we had the bigger half we put away for this point when we get the tzafun. Okay? Everyone's supposed to have a kazayas, zecher lepesach hanechal ha-sova, zecher to the Karim Pesach that was eaten al ha-sova. So we have, in the Seder plate, we have the chicken wing or the zroah that represents the Karban Pesach. The achila that we do on Lal Pesach, we don't eat from the zroah because that looks too much like the Karban Pesach. Therefore, we have the matzah, which actually the matzah was eaten with Karban Pesach also. Now we'll just have matzah zecher to the Karban Pesach. You'll eat it while you're reclining, and we don't make a bracha on it. You should be careful to eat it before Chatzos HaLayel. That we will talk about Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Just a couple of things over here. Number one, Mishnah Berurah points out over here, it's in Karn Halal Kazayas. Once again, we like to eat lots of Kazayas and Matzah. L'chatchila, Toshikach Shnei Zaysim. Really, L'chatchila, for Avikomen, you're supposed to have two Kazayas and Matzah. Echad Zech LePesach, Ve'echad Zech LeMatzah, Ne'echal Simo. One, remembering the Karban Pesach itself. And one, remembering the Kazayas and Matzah that was eaten along with the Karban Pesach. Fine. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests to do two Kazayas. Once again, this is a Chumra Ba'alma, you're a Yotzi with one Kazayas. And then in the day, over here, Afikomen, Lechora, you can be Makel on the Shiurim over here. And for sure, if you want to fill two Kazayas, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out once again, in Dibur Masel Shein Shnei, he says over here, one machine Matzah would for sure be good enough. That means less than a whole. Less than a whole hand matzah is for sure good enough for two kazaisim. So half that shear will be good enough for one kazais. And the last thing is the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikkanan of Dadalis, if you'll about Seba. If you forgot it, Seba by the Avikaman, Im Shachaf, Vachla, Blah, Seba, Ain Sarch Lachzer Lachal, Im Kashal, Lachila. Over here, as a Lashon, you don't have to do it again. Mashma, if you want to eat it again with a Seba, then that would be a good thing to do. You're allowed to go ahead and do it. We saw earlier on that is incorrect. We're not allowed to go back and do it again. That we saw earlier on, and we were retired Sestira back then, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Emor, and Rabbeinu Nevinzar, Mechalik, between whether you benched already or not. If you benched already, then you don't go back and eat the Afikoman, wash again and eat the Afikoman again. But if you have not benched it, you didn't go out to the next simon called Borech, then you are allowed to go back again and eat again, and you would be allowed to go ahead and eat again with Haseba. That would be the correct thing to do. You just are not Mechuyev to do it, as you see over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Adkan for today.